What the Fed makes of your shopping habits. From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. What we're earning and how we're spending it figures into how the Fed makes its future plans for interest rates. To get a sense of what's going on, our regular guest Diane Swank is here. She's chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So this is a week to focus on the Fed. What are you hearing and what are you not hearing from what the Fed is saying that's of interest to the bigger picture?
Well, certainly Janet Yellen talked a lot but said very little. I think the interesting point is that a picture is worth a thousand words. And what the Fed showed us in their pictures on how they envision interest rates over the next several years and even through the end of this year is marked down. They're now looking for even lower trajectory on rates than they previously thought, with more people now expecting only one rate hike this year rather than two rate hikes. There's still a strong bias to get to liftoff. I think the threshold is there. To get to liftoff in the second half of the year, probably September. But this is not a Fed that's got an itchy trigger finger.
We're also getting new inflation numbers in today. As before, very little inflation to speak of. You've had your eye on healthcare spending in particular. Why is that important right now?
Well, one of the most fundamental changes since the onset of the crisis has been the slowdown in healthcare inflation. Initially, that was because many people lost their jobs and just didn't have healthcare and money to spend on healthcare. They didn't have the insurance. More recently, it's really the shift we've seen where people are paying more deductibles and more co-payments, and that's forcing them to make really tough decisions, going to a pharmacy and seeing a nurse practitioner, and it's forcing us to spend it out of our own pocket. But the choice itself is slowing down the pace of healthcare inflation quite dramatically. And that's something the Fed is watching very closely as well.
Okay, Diane Swank with Mesirow Financial. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Treasury Department will put a woman's image on the next $10 bill. That hasn't happened in more than a century. The government is asking for ideas on which woman to honor. All this comes after a popular online campaign to place a woman on the 20. Nova Safo explains why the 10 is getting the update instead.
At the Chicago headquarters of MB Financial Bank, retail operations chief Chiara Verdi uses a wad of cash for a crash course on money counting machines.
Run them through and it'll tell you at the end what you
get. It took like a second. You'll find a machine like this in every bank branch, and they all need updating when the dollar changes its look.
It used to be that I remember our IT guys had to go out and physically touch a machine and update it.
But now that's done remotely, so the bank's costs are low. Still, multiply that with lots of banks and the costs add up. This is why the main reason for redesigns is security, and the $10 bill was already scheduled for an upgrade.
I like to think of our paper money as pocket monuments.
Susan Addis Stone ran the online campaign to put a woman on the $20 bill.
You know, it's a way of showing the world that we are committed to gender equality.
And for Stone, that's something you can't put a price on. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Marketplace is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Donate at Marketplace.org by June 30th.
Disputes between science and religion figure throughout the centuries, but in the very heart of paradise, there's a new version of this old conflict, one with a $1.4 billion twist. Protesters want to stop a high-tech telescope set for Hawaii's Big Island. Jeff Tyler reports.
Reaching almost 14,000 feet above the Pacific Ocean, the mountain of Mauna Kea is popular with astronomers, but it also has religious and cultural importance for native Hawaiians. Protesters camped out on the mountain are blocking the construction of an 18-story observatory called the 30-meter telescope. Kealoha Peshota says the site is a sacred burial ground for ancestors.
It's also our watershed for the whole island of Hawaii. There are seven aquifers that are fed by the summit of Mauna Kea.
The people behind the telescope say they will protect the aquifer. Mike Bolte, an astronomy professor at UC Santa Cruz, sees big potential for science.
The 30-meter telescope is, I think, the biggest jump forward in terms of observing capability for exploring the universe that we've had going all the way back to the very first telescope that Galileo used.
He says the telescope's construction will create about 300 jobs. About half that many people will staff the observatory once it's running. It's paying for workforce development to help train engineers and computer specialists.
And that's to make sure that local folks have the opportunity to get these jobs at the observatory.
Banana farmer Richard Haw supports the project.
It's another industry. The 30-meter telescope will bring about $20-something million annually into our economy.
He says young people often have to leave the island to find work.
If we could get more employment, the young folks would be able to stay home.
Earlier this week, protesters chanted outside the headquarters for the 30-meter telescope in Pasadena, California. Pua Case says the Hawaiian culture is more valuable than the jobs and money the telescope would bring.
We need to find our people better jobs that their grandchildren will be proud of them for, not jobs that have destroyed our Hawaii and our way of life.
A legal challenge of the project is headed for Hawaii's Supreme Court. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
A $400 million deal hinges on your dirty socks spinning around the laundromat. Bloomberg brings our attention to the growth of so-called esoteric asset-backed securities, rather odd bond offers. Latest one is a package of bonds tied to loans for commercial washing machines. That means the value rises or falls, depending on whether business is strong at the local laundromat. Plain old bonds, just not giving the returns they used to, so unusual deals like this are on the rise. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.